the Dell and Caravan Terrace.
My name is Richard Burden, and I helped set up Dealston in the 1970s and 80s. We've just come past the Dell, and the feeling was it probably was established as some form of fern garden, moss garden, because of the way it is so enclosed. It faces east, so it will get some warmth in the morning, but not much else. It would nevertheless be in views from the castle looking down, and the arches appear to channel views from within it towards the Isle of Wight, and it does look as if it was one of those sort of crafty design things. What we're not sure is whether they actually quarried the Dell for the stone to make the castle. But it looks as if it is, because it's so close, and it appears to have a worked face, that it would be strange if they hadn't sort of got the stone on site and used it.
We're walking around Dealston Country Park, and underneath our feet, obviously, is a lot of rock, which are known as the Purbeck Beds. Malcolm Turnbull used to work up at Dealston to do with coast and geology, and here at Dealston itself and overlooking Dealston Bay, we see the sort of the ragged edge, if you like. All the rocks that lie underneath us are actually exposed here in Dealston Bay, and we can have a good look at what they are, what they contain, and the story that it tells us about, well, Dealston as it was 130, 140 million years ago.
My name is Paul Hyland, and I'm a poet and travel author. I've been fascinated since I was a boy with Purbeck Stone and with the proud tradition kept alive by the ancient order of marblers and stone cutters.
Middle. Black holes. Stopped throats of stone. Barren wellheads whose buttressed capstans groaned at drawing rock up into daylight. Sound successive beds. And teem with fossil dead of sea, swamp, lake. Old mammals, dinosaurs tread, crocodiles concealed between the cliffstone's ammonites and marble's burnishable snail whirls. Time, unmanned, in the rock's mirror distorts. Sea walls and city streets, churches, headstones, excised, exported. Here, still monuments of air erected underground. Open cast mines, like pores, sweat rocks from rising strata.
Purbeck Stone is quite unusual in that it splits easily into different forms of stone. Some are good for roof slates, some are good for paving, some are good for curbs. Yeah, so you've got a variety of things which naturally split to make these particular bits of architecture. And George Burt, he was a local man in the quarrying business. You know, he made his fortune from stone, particularly exporting stone to London, where at the turn of the, well, at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, they were beginning to pave the streets and build large buildings and such like.